Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. We've got a couple of our lovely diners scooting up to the table tonight. Miss Amy, and one of my my lovely sister, she is a change agent and really can help people in just really growing into what they really want to be doing with their lives and just kind of looking from just a, from a spiritual perspective. Hey, Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. Excited to be here.
Glad to have you here. And Miss Gloria is joining us as well. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing great. So nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming into the cafe and pulling up a chair. We want to encourage everybody, too, with us being live here at 8 o'clock. If anybody would like to go ahead and join us, that number is 646-727-3206. And we do have the chat room open if anybody wants to go ahead and be live, just giving us some messages. So tonight we're going to be talking about the power of the gift of receiving. And with the holidays, I thought it would just be a really great being able to look at the giving. You know, the, we always talk about the power of receiving, and isn't it the gift of giving? And I think it's really important to know that we're looking at just looking at the regulars and the way that we've got all the different stuff going on. We have another caller coming on here. Hold on a second. Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller. This is Mercedes. Hi, Mercedes. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Hello,
thank you for joining us there in the cafe. And you've got Amy, and we've also got Gloria on. So you know all these lovely ladies. So
yes, I do.
Say hi. Yes, I do. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the gift of receiving tonight. And Mercedes and I are good friends, and she helps me out at the flower shop, Flowers for You, in Riverside, California. So we kind of talked about it a little bit today while we were visiting at the shop. So the whole idea behind this show was looking at, you know, we always talk about with the holidays how it's, you know, the power of giving, the gift of giving. But I think when it comes to full circle and having it be the full cycle of giving and receiving, it's important to know that receiving is something that we just had a whole generation of people that have just been over-giving. And, you know, like, what are we talking about? So it just comes from, you know, do you have that need where when somebody gives you something that you automatically feel like, oh, gosh, they gave me something, now I have to give them something back? Or can you be in this place of being able to receive that with gratitude, knowing that, you know, as you someone gave that to you, part of our full cycle of the energy going from the receiving to the giving again is having it being beneficial for both people. So just something that I really wanted to put out there for our diners to just talk about and be able to look at that. I'd love to have Amy jump in here and give me her perspective on just kind of putting it out there in that way.
Well, I'm just going to dive in and we'll just start a conversation about this. When, with receiving, I think it's really challenging for a lot of women to allow others to do for them. We're so used to being the caregiver in our relationships, in our workplaces, that the receiving part can be challenging. And I think one of the most challenging parts of receiving is compliments. You know, we tend to go, oh, yeah, whatever, I did that good. Yeah, okay, thanks, and then move on. And I think it's really important that we start training ourselves to honor the gift that they're giving us of their words or things that they're giving us and really taking that in instead of deflecting that because we may not be quite ready to own it. So one thing that I'm working on, one of the chapters for the Strategic Leader and Manager Encyclopedia, the third one was accepted today. And I got a text from one of my good friends. Yeah, it's really a big deal. Good friend, Lynn, it's been held up in review for a long, long time. She said, what a celebrity you are, you know, having this. And I was like, at first I wanted to laugh it off and, you know, whatever. But I answered her and like, yeah, that really is an accomplishment. And, you know, thank you for acknowledging that. where my first inclination was to go, yeah, whatever, I'm a superstar, yeah, whatever. You know, but it really is honoring what she's trying to give me instead of just pushing it away.
Yeah, I think that's a good point to talk about that when it comes to just being able to accept our gifts, accept our talents that we have, and when people do acknowledge them, making sure that people are you know, we own it. That's a really good point when it comes to being able to just to be receiving. You know, whether, you know, when it comes to compliments or people just seeing our abilities and being able to have them out there. So I think that's a really good good point. So Gloria, what do you think about that with the gift of receiving?
I think that it takes a really long time to become comfortable with it. And I believe that there's a fine line, because if you get to a point where you're used to, you get comfortable with it, it can also reach the opposite direction where then it becomes a sense of entitlement. So I think finding a balance in life is essential on that. And, you know, it's good to be able to receive. And I think a lot of times, too, that, you know, just like you were saying about compliments, that I tend to notice when people are being genuine. If people are genuine about it, then I can accept it and receive it. But if it feels really superficial to me, then oftentimes I find myself brushing it off, and it's more of a conditioned response to the sense of it being superficial and not authentic or genuine.
So, Gloria, do you think that there's some kind of a checkpoint for ourselves when it comes to having it be, you know, where that, like you're saying, where that line would be? What would be a checkpoint for ourselves on that?
I think that being able to give, to be able to bring you to that place where you give with your heart, you know, that sincerity, I think that helps to bring the balance about, and making sure that when someone does give you something and you're receiving it, that you start to recognize the gratitude in your heart. Because I think as long as you have the gratitude, I think that that helps to balance out that sense of entitlement.
Okay. I was thinking of the Dalai Lama. Amy and I kind of had a conversation about this on Monday, about with the Dalai Lama. He always said, you know, if you feel like you're in a place of sadness or depression, you know, be in a place of giving or serving another person, because it automatically will bring you out of yourself and have it to where you're benefiting another person. And I think
I was like reading the Dalai Lama's mind just then, because that was like my first episode.
It's amazing.
I feel smart.
Yes. Well, you know, and I think, you know, but even in the giving, when you're giving that, you know, I think a part of it is the joy of watching somebody else receiving, too. So it isn't necessarily receiving yourself. It's in the way that, you know, you can be present for another person when they are receiving something. So that, I think that's an aspect that can be a part of this conversation, too. So I want to get Mercedes on here. So, Mercedes, what are you thinking about that when it comes to just the gift of receiving? What comes up for you?
Well, I think that it's hard for us to receive so easy, maybe because we're so used to, ever since our childhood, you know, our parents telling us, share with your brother, share with your sister, give, you know, when you go to school, you give to your, you know, your little friends. And so it's really hard for us to, when somebody gives us something, it's really hard to say, oh, you know, thank you, and I don't feel obligated to give you anything back because you've given it to me with your heart. But it's hard for us to think that way because we're humans. And I think we're wired that way. And our way of being needs to be changed. And this is a really good way for you to, you know, initiate maybe a change on a lot of people, bringing to conscious. It's okay to receive without feeling guilty if you don't give back. Because you're receiving with love, with joy. And when you give, like you said, sometimes it's not the fact that you're only receiving, but when you give something and you see the joy that the other person, when they receive it, it makes you feel complete. And it's beautiful, too. No, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, you're not wrong. Yeah, I totally agree with that. So what do you think about that, Aime?
Well, and I think it is finding that balance. Like kind of what we're all saying is it's a relationship is giving and receiving. And you need to be checking both sides of that balance, because it's like a hose gets kinked up if you stop giving or receiving. So I think that's a good question to be asking yourself. Am I truly allowing others to give to me, and am I giving to others from my heart? And I think that would be a good thing for people to start working on, is kind of paying attention to that and start noticing where are they at in terms of the giving and the receiving. So I want to throw a little kink in here, Robin, thinking about kinking up the hose. So when I was thinking about the whole thing about receiving, and, you know, and Gloria's point is a valid one. However, I want us to think about, you know, people, I think, can only give as much from their heart as they're healed to. So it may not be fully giving from your heart because they're not healed to that part. And maybe it's about, again, I don't have the answer. I'm just got some good questions, hopefully. But I think it's about receiving to the extent that you feel safe, knowing that they're giving as much as they can based on the healing that where they're at. And, you know, like Mercedes had said, you know, a lot of this comes from our childhood. And I was feeling, am I worthy of receiving, and am I worthy of giving? And that back and forth. Another point I want to throw in here that I've been thinking about all day since you and I've had a discussion about this is, what am I willing to not receive? What are the things that I will not allow in terms of receiving?
Yeah, I think those are both good points. Because what's coming up for me when you say that is, you know, what is there an intention, or is there any kind of commitment or you know, reciprocal expectations about giving and receiving? Or are you willing just to give and not have it where that other person or whatever needs to be giving you something in return? I think one of the big things that I've learned is being able to just be a giver, and whatever happens for that person or that object or whatever service that you've given, it gets to be none of my business once I've given it.
Mm-hmm.
So in being a receiver, I think it's the same thing, you know, and being able to receive something and not looking around to somebody else thinking, you know, oh, now there's an obligation, or now there's something I need to do or not do, in a way of being able to receive something. Like this, just as Mercedes was saying, you know, I come from a place of joy and gratitude about it, and just being in that moment. We're talking about being in the moment. I think this is important too. So is it a dynamic when it comes to being able to be a receiver and being able to just be in that moment and feeling whatever that, you know, that experience, that gift, whatever's coming for you to be able to receive, and being fully present with it. Whether it's, you know, it could be a meal and you're taking a bite and you're really enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're having a
mm-hmm.
conversation and you can pause for a second and look into that person and just say, I'm so glad to be with you right now. Isn't this great that we're having this conversation and we can just sit here and really be enjoying each other's company? So there's so many ways of being able to do that and have it be something where it's really benefiting everybody. So I'm going to get Mercedes back in here. So anything coming up for you, Mercedes, with this?
Well, you know what, Robin? I was thinking about, you know, now Christmas being around the corner and stuff, and everybody's going crazy with all the gifts and everything. You know, the stores are just crazy right now. And you come and think about it. I mean, how many of all those people that are at the mall right now think about just writing a letter to their kids, or giving their parents a letter, saying how much they love them, and just give them that? You know, nothing that it's going to cost them so much money. But we're so used to just thinking that giving is just a gift of, you know, something valuable. But it's not. Mm-hmm. It's more than that. It's giving maybe a word of wisdom to somebody else that needs it. You know, what are we coming? What place are we taking of giving and receiving? Are we giving just material things? Or are we giving things that people really need?
And what we really may need is that special message from somebody that you've never heard them say. You know,
exactly.
Never had somebody be able to express it from their hearts in a way that you, and then you've got it in a tangible way, being able to receive that kind of love and that kind of just, you know, heartfelt message from somebody. I've done that before with my kids. where I've, you know, taken the time to write them a letter and tell them how I felt about their year and what they had accomplished. And, oh, my gosh, it is priceless. You know, they keep them and let me know how much it means to them. So has there been any kind of gift like that, Amy, that you've really found that has benefited you as you know, well, you're really kind of giving and receiving when you write a letter like that, I'm sure, because you're being able to come from your heart and be able to express it and have them have it give it to that person.
Well, and I wanted to dovetail off to Mercedes' point there. When she said things that are, you know, that aren't as valuable, oh, Mercedes, that's so valuable. You know,
it's exactly,
just valuable in a different way. And
exactly.
Honoring the value of your words, the value
exactly.
of your emotions towards that person and your vulnerability and your courage to say
right.
what comes from your heart. You know, that's no
exactly.
better gift. There's no better gift than that, and that is of high value. So, Robin, I want to put you on the spot a little bit. Are you ready?
Okay, put me on the spot. Go ahead.
All right, so in terms of receiving gifts, we didn't get a chance to talk about one of the gifts that I created for you for Christmas. Do you know where I'm going?
You mean the monkey mask?
Well, the monkey mask, yes. That was very much from my heart.
She gave me a sock monkey mask. That, anyway, it's just good. It was one of those gag gifts.
Well,
it was very
the thing is, okay, let's look at that. You know, you took it and, you know, and how much you know I gave it to you so you could be in joy and fun. And other people go, oh, my God, she gave me this stupid monkey mask.
But it
well,
was
good,
it was a lot of fun, and I'm still enjoying it. So that's, see, I have it up there for just to be able to, you know, take a break during the day and to play with it. So it's fine.
Great. Well, what I was talking about was the journal.
Oh, my journal. Okay.
So,
yeah, Amy had given me a wonderful journal, and she took the time to put messages throughout the in different pages. She opened it up, put some messages inside of the pages, and it was one of those. She took some time to just really make it personal, and
wow.
I thought that was wonderful. I'm blessed because both Mercedes and Amy have given me journals before Christmas, so I think I'm getting the message. I need to be writing my journals. I'm like, am I supposed to be writing? I'm two for two here, and I just have to tell both of you that the messages that you gave me, just like we're talking about, I mean, they're just priceless. To have, you know, you both come from your heart, telling me how you feel about me, and how we really, what we mean to each other. I'm very blessed to just have so many wonderful ladies in my life. So thank you. I'm so grateful for all of you. You know, and Gloria and I were able to see each other over the weekend and have a girls game day with our friend Kathy. But just, you know, it's having those relationships and just taking the time to really tell people how you feel and what's in our hearts. That's way beyond anything you can get at the mall. You know how that goes. So I'm going to have Gloria
exactly.
come back in here again. So, Gloria, anything coming up for you with what we've been talking about?
Well, originally, and I'm going to go back to what Mercedes was talking about, and anytime I think about Christmas and I think about the basics, I always go back to that show, Little House on the Prairie, where they basically had nothing, and, you know, you make the handmade gifts. You create something, and it may take you all year, but it's something that person needs, you know, and it's made with love. It's crafted, and it's given with love. And so, you know, there are a number of things that can be purchased and things that, you know, may need to be filled. Like, I remember as a kid always getting underwear, you know.
Hey,
every year.
Just not be knocking down underwear now. It's an important thing to have. Come on.
I know. And,
you told them all that I give underwear. Okay.
Yeah. But see, those were the gifts we got, you know, when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
Socks.
Yeah.
A little hat.
So those,
or, you know.
Yeah. So it's the things that you need. But then, you know, my grandma would make slippers, you know. So I'd have handmade knitted slippers that lasted me until I outgrew those, and then I'd get another pair. But, you know, there was always something that was given that, whether, you know, you may need it, but it was crafted, it was gifted, it was created, and it was, you know, from that person and their effort. And so when my son was little, I always made an effort to find the balance. You know, there were the things that I knew that would help him to grow, things he needed, and things that I wanted to make and give to him. And I really think that that's important, because if you have, you know, technology is out there and it'll always be there, and depending on, you know, the amount of money that we have or that we don't have, we can afford or we can't afford things. And yet,
something as simple, as you were saying, as a letter, as a card. You know, we used to create the handmade birthday cards to give to our parents when we were little. And it's the artwork. It's the essence of who we are that goes into what we create, that the people that receive it also receive with that gift. And I think that's very important.
Yeah, I was going to mention about Little House on the Prairie, how I got so much out of that watching Laura Ingalls, you know, getting her peppermint stick for Christmas. I remember that, like, going, oh, my gosh, all she got was a peppermint stick.
My favorite was the baby cradle, the rocker, the rocking crib. Watching him make that, you know, and then he and the daughter surprising the mom.
Right. We've got Michelle Pudge just popped on too. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Sorry about I'm being late. I miss most of the conversation.
Welcome to the cafe.
But if I can pop in, I will. Thanks.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because we're talking about receiving in the Gloria Little House on the Prairie and how the, Pa was always making the gifts. You know, it would take a whole year to be able to get the special holiday gifts. And I think that's really special, you know, the letters, handwritten letters that we can be giving to one another. Mercedes made the point about being able to just write something from your heart and have it be something where, you know, the giving and the receiving of being able to create that and give it to another person, that's full circle. You know, that's full circle, and having it be something that's just really a joyous thing to be, to bring in on that too. So when it comes to the gifts of, go ahead, Amy.
I just want to share one of the most amazing gifts I've ever received. It started out as a gift that I gave somebody else. A good friend of mine, I send her a moleskin journal, because I know she's a journal like we are. And this was several years ago. And like 6 months ago, she sent it back to me. And that's kind of where I got the idea for what I did for you. The cover, she put a cover, put my name on it. And then for 2 years, she would write journal entries to me. And would have pictures and all kinds of cool things and notes to me for 2 years. And then mailed it back to me. And let me tell you, being able to receive that love, that I didn't even know she was doing it. It was, it is one of my most prized possessions.
Wow.
Amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So, new idea for people.
Yeah, seriously. New ideas to do with your loved ones.
That's wow.
That
that's
is
really
cool.
Especially she didn't let, you know, had never let the cat out of the bag about being able to be writing that. That's really, really awesome. So Michelle, what's up for you when it comes to the gifts of receiving?
Well, it's interesting because I have been on the phone with Macy's trying to order something for my mom.
Good night with my girl.
Just now.
I think it's time to write her a letter. Okay.
So I haven't, for her, I haven't done anything, you know, personal to make for her, you know. So it's interesting. I'm coming from the opposite side. Although, I mean, I did make two gifts this week with Robin.
Yes, you did. Yeah. She actually came to the flower shop and we took some grape ivy wreaths and we put some succulents and different kinds of branches, and very natural with mosses and different things like that. So we can post a couple on the show so people can see what we put together. So I took a couple pictures. So we'll have
I usually make things every year, but not for everybody. You know, some idea will come in to make something, and it won't be the present to give everybody, but I'll make it for a few different people usually. And I usually do bake something.
Yeah, baking is such a wonder. You know, that's really coming from your heart, too. And it's really great to receive baked goods. I must have to say, I love receiving when something's been baked by someone else. That's always a nice treat for a second. But we were about that before you came on, too, about, you know, part of the gift of receiving is being in the moment of the now. And being able to experience it, have the joy, or just the full experience of, you know, whether it's a service or a gift or whatever, you know, whatever we're being given, being fully there to be able to just enjoy it and take it in for everything that, you know, like I love it. My friend Marvine's always talking about people make things. You know, it's all the people behind that thing that you made. Even if you make something from scratch, it's all the ingredients. What did it take for all those ingredients to get into your kitchen so you could actually create that for somebody else? Mm. So it's all that whole, entourage of people and things being able to come for you to be able to make something new with that. And, you know, that goes back to Big Magic. You know, we did our cafe book club the last few weeks, and if you go back and check that out, I mean, part of that is the way that it is being able to be working with ideas, because ideas are things, and they're wanting to have a relationship with us. I think that goes perfectly into the gift of receiving, because when we're working with these ideas and having it to where they're, you know, you're having this partnership, there's definitely, you know, a receiving and a giving going on when it comes to creativity. So how perfect it would be in being able to receive those gifts. I know on just a personal level, Mercedes and I have been talking lately about really coming from trusting your intuition and being able to write those things down in a journal form and just seeing what's there for you. And that to me is totally a receiving, of being able to have, you know, insights and hindsights about things. When you take the time to get quiet and really look at the creativity and your intuitions and what that can really do for you. So anything you want to say about that, Mercedes?
Well, I just think that, you know, sometimes you just need to let love and you know, gratitude move you. That's all you need to do. I mean, whether it's to receive or to give, it works both ways.
And that's perfect. How about you, Amy?
I think it's really about honoring the gift that's being given in receiving that, even if you may not understand it at that moment. But just what is it that it's trying to tell me, too? Like you made a comment earlier about getting a couple journals. What are the gifts trying to tell me, and what people are saying and what they're giving me? You know, I know for me, I've been getting coloring books. So, and also, you know, people telling me how much my support has meant in their life. So I'm looking at both those things and what I do with those going into 2016.
Yeah, I've got a monkey mask. What does that say?
A monkey mask!
Well, you know, the New Year's is going to be the fire monkey. So, you know, I may be able to put that on and, you know, even though I'm not a monkey, a fire monkey, I can, you know, I play one on TV. Okay, that could be a fun thing to be able to do on that. So what about you, Michelle, when it comes to the what we've been talking about?
Two things. One thing, I have a friend who had a birthday recently, and they received scarf after scarf after scarf for their birthday. And I asked them, well, what do you think? Why do you think you're receiving scarves? And I personally have my own viewpoint, being an outsider, and I thought it was a signal to about the throat chakra and speaking their truth. But the person who received them said it was like to cover up their sagging neck or something like that. So it's interesting what we can do with the gifts we receive depending on where we are. And
you know,
then
I thought it was going to be a sexy scarf dance. It was like, we're taking them off instead of putting them on. Okay.
You know, who knows, really? I mean, it could be anything. And then the other thing that came up, too, was just my experience just now with trying to obtain this item from Macy's that I want to give my mom, versus the process of making the wreath gifts the other night. It's a completely different experience, and I received so much more when I made the gifts than I was going through the process of going to the mall, getting on the phone, shopping on the internet. It was more barren in the second case than it was in the first case of creating the gift. For me,
so it's just like a task, or just like, you know, something I need to do to get this checked off my list. You know what I mean? It's a check off my list instead of having an experience.
I mean, I still like the item for her, and you know, I think she might like it, but just the whole process of it is different.
Yeah, you were feeling joyful when you were making it, but then you were feeling frustrated when you were ordering because
a little bit.
All the stuff.
A little bit. I was. It's true.
Yeah. So
it was just interesting. Just interesting to be in both processes, and to learn maybe better ways of supporting myself through the season, you know.
And that's another way of being able to receive, being able to see what really works for me. And like Amy had talked about having boundaries and having ways that make sense when it comes to the giving and receiving of things, you know, whether it be in a conversation or in an exchange of, some kind of a gift or service for another person. So, well, like we always say, 30 minutes is just always fast and fun time here. So I want to thank all the ladies for joining us here tonight. I really want to wish everybody some pleasant holidays. And, you know, may your gifts of giving and receiving be something you can sit back and relax and enjoy. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.